Clowns. Clowns are taking down civilization. Now, to be clear here, I'm not talking about the clowns in Congress or the clowns at the Pentagon or any of the other clowns who assume the right to rule us and do it badly. I'm talking about clown clowns, the pancake makeup, red nose, and big shoe variety. You know, yut, not, noddle, noddle, not, not, nana. See, all around the Cincinnati area, there have been an epidemic of what the police and the news media are referring to as creepy clowns. According to the news coverage, there are creepy clowns all over town, walking around and looking scary. There have been dozens of calls to the police to report these creepy clowns. One of those people claimed to see a creepy clown following her, and she started walking faster, only to see that the creepy clown was walking faster. Then she ran. When she took off running, the creepy clown also started running. So she ran into her home and called 911. I'm not making this up. I swear I'm not. As I said, the police have been called numerous times. One of the cops investigating this outbreak of creepy clowns was interviewed in front of a map on a wall that had pins with multicolored heads on them, indicating all of the locations where creepy clowns have been encountered in the greater Cincinnati area. While I'm no creepy clown expert, according to that map, I would have to guess that there are possibly dozens or even hundreds of creepy clowns strolling around Cincinnati causing havoc. As the police officer explained, this creepy clown business is a real crisis and could be downright dangerous. The officer said that people could be scared by creepy clowns and run from them and fall down and hurt themselves. Police indicated that when they responded to one sighting, they pursued a suspected clown, but he got away. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I imagine him riding a unicycle. The clown, I mean, not the cop. The news report then went to interview a real clown, a clown that does children's parties. This clown represented the innocuous clowns, it seems, who are not bringing the world to the brink of chaos. This innocuous clown completely denounced the creepy clowns and reiterated the point that creepy clowns are dangerous. The innocuous clown, consistent with his role as an apologist for law and order, did a call out right on the news, appealing to the creepy clowns to end their reign of terror and to stop giving good clowns a bad name. The news story then cut back to the police, and one of the cops said that they were enforcing a zero-tolerance policy for creepy clowns. That was a couple days ago. Today on the news, it was reported that a creepy clown was spotted near a school, and the school was subsequently shut down for the entire day. I swear I'm not making this up. I suspect if you Google creepy clowns, or whatever it is that you do, you'll get links to a whole host of news coverage. News coverage that will describe the state of absolute panic and hysteria created by creepy clowns around the Cincinnati area. Now, far be it for me to be the voice of reason and save civilization from its irrational response to absolutely nothing. But what in the hell is going on here? What could possibly be dangerous about some goofball walking around dressed as a clown, however creepy, whatever that means? And what in the world could be criminal about it? If you get arrested as a creepy clown, couldn't you go to court and raise the defense that you're really an innocuous clown, just having a really bad purple hair day? And if you dress up as a clown and other people run from you and get hurt, how are you in the least bit responsible for what they did? If we respond to seeing creepy clowns by asking, "Hey Bob, how's the wife and kids?" doesn't that pretty much solve the whole danger situation? So having said that, I have to ask you to keep this just between us. Don't let it get around that creepy clowns are not a crisis. We don't want the hierarch wackadoodles to figure it out. Instead, think of this as a call-out, an invitation to all of the machete-wielding cannibal swaniacs out there to put down those ineffective Molotov cocktails and the phones you've been using to call in those useless bomb threats, and instead, dress up as clowns and converge on all of the fixtures of civilization. If the sighting of a creepy clown can shut down a school, it can shut down all of the schools, permanently. If one creepy clown can shut down a school, why not a military base? Imagine the Army getting canceled because of a creepy clown sighting. Better yet, converge on state houses and courtrooms, police stations. All the institutions of civilization need to get creepy clowned. Our liberation comes not through violence or through fire, but through purple hair, floppy shoes, and lapel flowers that shoot water. We own the future, honk honk. This is anarchist clown Sean Swain for Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're riding around with 12 friends in a little red car, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. President in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.